Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, and good morning. I hope everybody is decompressing after the big debate last night. It was pretty intense. And it was exciting because somebody, I can't remember which of the candidates, mentioned something about the amazing and important role that small businesses play in the United States. Rhymes with Minton. Yes, of course, Hillary Clinton did mention that. And look, it really is so critical to the United States that we have people starting their own business, and not just because they want to free themselves from the binds and not be tethered to a corporation or something that they're not that passionate about, but because they're doing something that they love. And that's what Adventures with Money is, of course, all about, which is living your life to the fullest, enjoying it. And sometimes, of course, that means getting out of town and having a fabulous vacation or buying great things or treating yourself to a great dinner, whatever. But, of course, it also means making money in a way that satisfies you but supports you. And it's so great when you get somebody who has this fabulous idea and takes a risk. And, you know, I love startups. I do. I don't like startups so much when it's all this sort of like, I want you to picture kind of rubbing your hands together and going, I can make a lot of money with this. But instead, I love this. I can make money at it. Maybe I can even hire people and I can do well. So, look, that's what we have today. So that's my preamble to the fabulous Christina Lee. So who is Christina Lee? She is the owner of something called, a company called Organic Shimmer, which sounds really fabulous, of course. And Organic Shimmer is this elite airbrush tanning salon, and it's located in Melrose District of Los Angeles and also my hometown where I am today, San Francisco, right here in the heart of my beautiful city. We've got some sun shining today. Maybe we don't need such a tan at this moment, but we probably will down the line. Okay, so the Melrose location proudly offers its own customized line of skincare products called Sorrel Tan, and they're known for their unique tanning booths. And I am going to talk to Christina Lee about why she started the line, how it all started, what kind of risk she had to take. But just know this is something that I really, really feel strongly about, which is all about starting your own business, taking that gamble, and then having it pay off. So with that, we're going to talk to Christina. Are you with us? Christina Lee?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Well, you know, as I mentioned in the opening, this is what you have. You've got this very interesting business called Organic Shimmer. So I did a little bit of a description. Why don't you start and tell everybody what Organic Shimmer is and how it may be different from other tanning salons?
Sure. So Organic Shimmer is my little brainchild. Our five-year anniversary is coming up next year soon. We are basically known for our organic airbrush tanning service. We're really different from any other tanning salons because spray tanning to us is really a science. We really go above and beyond and make sure that we have the latest technology, make sure that each and every client is very educated on pre and post care of the spray tan and also how it works. It's not just the color that we just spray on and then you're tanned. It's a very scientific-based form of natural sunless tanning. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's basically Organic Shimmer, and we started in San Francisco, and we just recently branched out to Los Angeles. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that is absolutely thrilling. And it always cracks me up because I get a lot of people saying, well, why would anybody want to pay for a tan and you live in Southern California when you've got nothing but sunshine? So just a quick aside, why? Why would somebody even do that?
Well, I mean, everybody's pretty, you know, health savvy nowadays. So we know that the sun can definitely damage our skin. You know, we'll age a lot faster if we're baking ourselves in the sun. You know, occasionally, of course, we need some sunshine, you know, having vitamin D and stuff. But in terms of sitting out there for hours and putting oil on and just frying yourself is terrible for your skin and your health. So a lot of people are now turning into sunless tanning. And within minutes, you get an instant tan. And you don't have to, you know, work on your tan, quote unquote, for hours and fry your skin and, you know, be at risk for skin cancer. So that's why even if you're in the sunny city of Los Angeles, people would opt to do sunless tanning.
Got it. Now, Christina, one of the reasons, the main reason I wanted to have you on is because this was your brainchild. This was your business. What inspired it?
I, you know, as you said earlier, we don't really have a lot of sunshine in San Francisco. So I used to actually do self-tanning myself. I'll use all sorts of different products that I would get from the drugstores. And I've actually gotten maybe like 2 spray tans in the past, maybe like 10 years ago when the technology was fairly new. My experience was terrible when I got the service done, and I turned orange, and it was so non-personal because it was done in like an automatic booth, and I got streaky. I mean, everybody's body is not created equal, so you know, when it's just a machine spraying, they don't know where they're spraying. So I was just a little frustrated, and I didn't want to fry myself in the sun. So believe it or not, one day I was, you know, sitting at a restaurant with my husband, and I was just telling him how frustrated I was, like, oh, I feel like I look orange all the time. It's like my never-ending quest to try to, you know, get some sort of natural glow year-round without having to damage my skin. So we came up with an idea of he's a builder, so he came up with a booth, which is, you mentioned earlier, we're known for airbrush tanning, but our booths are the superstar of it as well. He custom engineered and handmade all of our booths in all of our stores, and it's the safest, I think, extraction booth out there in the industry that pulls out all of the particles as you're getting spray tanned. It pulls out all the particles in the air so you're not breathing it in. So we sat there, you know, over some sake, came up with the name Organic Shimmer. Obviously, we're on our phones looking up, you know, the domain names. And, you know, that's kind of how people nowadays come up with their business names, making sure the name's not taken, you know, www.whateveryouwantyourname.com. And that's how the concept kind of, you know, came to life. I found a little 10 by 10 room in San Francisco to rent within a nail salon, and my business just took off from there.
Okay, I absolutely love that. And so were you working previously to this where, you know, maybe you wanted to expand, or like where were you before this?
Oh, I was in the fashion industry for about a decade. And it's, you know, that was where my passion was. And I still love fashion. But I think I stopped when the recession, like kind of in the middle of the recession when everyone's laying people off, all the companies are losing money. And that's kind of where I was like, do I want to continue working in the corporate world and, you know, always kind of scared about where I'm going to get laid off? You know, let's just take this chance and, you know, start my own little business. So
let's just, I love that. Let's just take this chance. Seriously.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, again, this is something that I really want to stress to everybody is starting your business is not for mm-hmm. everyone. God knows it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
But if you do
yeah.
have that sort of, and I'm putting my finger to my cheek, you know, what would it be like? How could I, you know, how can I pursue this idea, this dream of mine? It's exhilarating, is it not?
It definitely is. Seeing it grow every day, that's
yeah.
what keeps me going. Yeah.
So what do you have to have, in your opinion? You know, so you started this business. You had the buy-in
mm-hmm.
from your husband. What do you think people need to have in terms of personal quality to start their own business and really launch
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You really need to, one, have really thick skin.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, you're going to get turned down. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have, you know, that client that's going to be really negative about your services or your products. You just need to have really thick skin. You have to really have perseverance. There are, especially in the beginning for me, there are many times where I'm like, oh my God, you know, is this right for me? Should I just go, you know, look for another job and just be safe, you know? So I've learned to just get past that. There's always a risk in anything that you do. So you need to keep yourself positive and you keep pushing through and not give up. That is like the one biggest thing that I've learned. Even today when I open, you know, whenever we open new locations, I still get cold feet. But I tell myself, this is normal. Just keep pushing through. Just like Melrose is our newest location. There are times where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm crazy. But we're keeping it going and we're, you know, growing every day, every month. And you just got to have that. You just got to keep staying positive and don't give up. That's the biggest thing.
You know, I could not agree more. I'm speaking with Christina Lee. She is the owner of a company called Organic Shimmer, which is this airbrush tanning salon. You know, started in San Francisco, now in a Los Angeles location, right on Melrose. Soon to be more, I hope, because, you know, the bigger you grow, the better it gets. And, you know, do you employ people, Christina?
Oh, definitely. You know, we pride ourselves in our staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had some bad apples like any business would experience, but, you know, everybody, I want to make sure everybody gets along, everybody respects one another. The staff is what drives the business. The staff is the backbone of any business, unless you're the only, you know, if you're the owner operator and you don't hire any staff. But in order to grow, definitely employing good people is very important.
Yeah, and it probably makes you appreciate also both sides of the equation, doesn't it? You're the business owner. Now you employ mm-hmm. people. You've been on both sides.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So I can relate to them. And, you know, I just remember, you know, we've all had bad bosses before. So I've had my share. So I just make sure
Christina. Tell me about a bad boss.
Oh, God. I mean, I was in the fashion industry. In general, that whole industry is really tough. I think that's where I got my thick skin from, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really want to speak badly about anybody, but you just have to have thick skin.
You know, but I think also everybody's got their reasons for launching their own business,
mm-hmm.
but it's there are often similarities, and one of them is that you had an experience with working for another person or for a company, and it was unpleasant. It was not
mm-hmm.
satisfying, or your boss or manager was just terrible, and you just couldn't take it any longer, and you thought, I got to get out of here. I would
right.
say listen to that, wouldn't you? Listen to those
Definitely.
Signs. Listen to the – yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some challenges. Because as we've already said, you know, it's not always easy. There's going to be bad months, bad years, bad reviews. There's going to be problems
yeah.
with doing it on your own. And what have some of yours been?
The biggest challenges?
Any challenges, yeah.
There are several main challenges that being a business owner, you constantly have to deal with. It never goes away. Like you mentioned earlier, bad reviews. Excuse me. You can't. You know, I used to take bad reviews so personally and to heart, and it really takes a toll on me. But doing this for almost 5 years now, you know what? You can't satisfy everybody. That is definitely what we strive to do, is just to make sure every single client is happy. But there's going to be that one person that, you know, you just can't help, or it's just not a right fit. So overcoming, you know, making sure that your staff knows how to overcome, you know, a client that's not happy, turn it into a positive experience instead of, you know, a negative one. That's an everyday type of challenge. I can't be at all of my stores 24/7, and I don't believe in micromanaging. So hiring really, really good people is also a challenge. So good quality people are really hard to find, but I think we have such a strong staff right now that the challenge has become less severe. But so basically finding new good people and trying to make sure that we can satisfy 100% of our clients, if not, try to turn that negative experience into a positive one. Those are kind of like your everyday challenges.
Well, and I think no matter what kind of business somebody does open, you'll have similar. If you would like to open whatever kind of business, you know, my wonderful listeners are out there who are listening, and if you're kind of thinking about this, is just remember what Christina just said. You will not be able to satisfy everyone, and you will get into the black hole of despair if you focus on
right.
people who just simply cannot be satisfied, or they're having a crummy day and they take it out on you,
exactly,
or they have unrealistic expectations. Right?
Definitely have some of those.
I remember having a spray tan once, my only one actually, Christina. And I had no idea what to expect. I really didn't. I just thought, well, I'm going on vacation. I don't want to kill my skin. It really is important to me. So she asked if I wanted full dark. I think that's what she said, full dark. I'm like, yeah, of course I want full dark. And I must have gone, I swear, it looked like I had been baking in the sun for weeks. It looked ridiculous.
Oh, no.
So yeah, it just looked terrible, and it took a long time for it to fade, and it faded in really kind of weird ways too. So it was just not a good experience. I know.
You should come in and see us. You'll have a much better experience.
Okay. I will. I'm just down the street from you, which is really great. But managing expectations, I think, is really key when it comes to starting your own business, having your own business, and working with people. So can you talk a little bit about how you can prepare clients for, I would say, imperfections, but just so that they know? And this is kind of across the board, because obviously your business is this kind of a beautiful airbrush tan, but it could be for any business, which is somebody might be expecting something that is not realistic. So how do you go in? Do you give them a form? Do you have a little chat with them? How do you prepare people so that they don't walk away grumbling?
Well, first, whenever we have a new client, they usually found us online somewhere. And on our website, we have information on how to prepare before your tan, how to take care of your tan afterwards. In addition to that, when you come in, you do sign a release form, we want to make sure that you're not allergic to any of the ingredients that's in our solution before you start. And once you go over the ingredients, you're okay, you sign the release form, then our technician will bring them back into the room, explain, you know, what they need to do to get ready for the spray tan. And as the application is in process, the technician will go over again verbally how to take care of the tan afterwards, what to do the day of their spray tan application, you know, like avoiding sweating, don't exercise, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We tell the clients, you know, not to do those things, but we also give them a reason why they shouldn't, because that will stay in their mind. Because if you just tell the client, oh, stay away from any type of liquids on your skin for 24 hours, you know, they may or may not remember. But if you say, hey, if you start sweating, you are going to look like Christina Aguilera and start streaking all over the place. That will resonate
right.
in the client, and they will remember. So, you know, one of the things that I tell my staff is we do not say, oh, we're the best spray tan, or no, there's no way you're going to get streaked.
Right.
Not every spray tan is created equal. And we want to prepare the client for the worst possible case scenario and what to do to prevent that from happening. So, you know, it's realistic, and they get, you know, the real deal. We're not like, oh, we're the best. You're never going to, you know, do this or that. The truth is, a lot of times when clients go home, they do things they don't realize that they shouldn't have done. You know, like maybe, for example, crossing your legs after you get a spray tan. Your tan's going to rub off on one another, and you're definitely going to be uneven. So those are things that we'll tell the clients. These are things that people don't think about. You know, they just do it every day, so don't think about it. So we try to come up with as many different scenarios as possible to prepare the client. So pretty much what we do.
You know, and that's really important. So, again, whatever your business may be, prepare people for what
mm-hmm.
you can do. And give
mm-hmm.
them the information that they need so they can enjoy the product or the process or the service, and there isn't a sense of disappointment or just incorrect expectations. I remember a long time ago when I was doing financial counseling, we used to start with this statement saying, hey, we've got an hour. It's not going to go over an hour. I'll be talking about income,
mm-hmm.
expenses, and liabilities. And I will give you a plan of action, and we're going to end on time, start on time, this type of thing. And just it's that preparing statement
right.
that sometimes can save your butt. So
exactly.
Don't forget to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So Christina Lee is the owner of Organic Shimmer Airbrush Tanning Salon. Two locations currently, one in San Francisco, one in Los Angeles. Startup costs and startup, just the process of it. Can you give a rundown on what it took just to get this business off the ground?
So we had to normally, I will calculate 6 months out of the rent. Payroll, any insurance that we have to get that we need to pay on a monthly basis. So 6 months out of operational expenses, basically, you have to have that in your account in order to start a business, because you literally do not want to live, you know, day by day with every penny that you make. You need to have some cushion in the bank. So it just depends. With a business like ours, it depends on the space that you have. You know, your startup costs, the biggest startup costs would be build out, but it again depends on your space. So most of our spaces are anywhere from 600 square foot to 1700. Our spa is about 1700 square foot, so that took quite a bit of money to build out. However, something like a 600 square foot space, when you just need to have a little facelift, you can, it, again, depending, it so varies. Like, I would say no less than $30,000 to, you know, build out a space to make it nice. So $30,000 to $50,000 And then, you know, decor and furniture, supplies, inventory. So I really, if you want a figure, I would say you want to make sure you have at least 100, 175 thousand in the bank to start.
That's a hefty sum. That is definitely not something that somebody, that most people would suddenly be able to come up with. Did you get investors?
I didn't get investors. I don't. I'm in the business of working for myself. For me, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Definitely, when you have investors, that is probably not the only way, but one of the fastest ways for a company to grow, because you're getting money injected into your new business to grow at a rapid rate. But I want to have all of the control. You know, I really want to be my own boss. When you have investors, you have, your investors are basically people you have to answer to, because they're the ones that is giving you money. So what I would suggest is make sure you have really good credit, because how I started my small business, like how most people will probably start, is I got a small business loan.
Mm-hmm. And you need good credit for that.
Yes, you need good credit for that. But, you know, there are a few companies I found in the Bay Area that help small businesses or startup businesses. So a lot of research that I did personally, I didn't get like a traditional small business loan since it was a new business. Most lenders want you to be in business for at least 2 years before they give you money. But if you do your research, I mean, there's Google.com these days. It's so easy to find. Yeah, you have resources are at your fingertips. So what I would suggest is make sure you have good credit and do your research to find these companies that will, their motto is to help people start with their small business and help them grow within the community. So that's how I started. It is hard. Yeah, it is hard to come up with such a large amount, but you know, you gotta have a little bit of cushion so that you don't run out of money.
This is absolutely true, because if you start running out of money, your confidence starts to wane. It could just make you off kilter, and you know that's the last thing that you need when you're starting your own business. So, Christina, how can people get more information about you, your company, and book an appointment?
Yeah, so you can visit our website. It's www.organicshimmer.com. There's all sorts of information about all of our stores. We actually have two in San Francisco and one in LA. We're hoping to expand more, obviously, and we're also getting ready to franchise. So if anyone's interested in more information about our business or our services, very easily you can book an appointment online when you go to our website, and you can also download our app in the Google Store or the Apple Store, the iTunes Store, under Organic Shimmer. That's probably one of the easiest ways. And then you can also email us, info@organicshimmer.com, and let us know what you think or if you have any questions.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today, Christina. And
thank you.
You know, this to me is, it's definitely a subject that's near and dear to me. I have my own business. Mm-hmm. I encourage other people to start their own business and to do it in the right way, not crazily. You just got this idea, I'm going to start quitting my job, but to prepare for it. Hey, if you don't have good credit right now, hey, this is the time to start. And I love the idea of alternative funding. There are so many fantastic different ways right now to get a loan and to get support. Get out there and do it. This is Erica Sandberg, Adventures with Money. Enjoy the rest of your day, and go out and have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye.